If Paul, Jude, and the apostles of Christ quoted from books which the Protestant Bible doesn't have, how can we say that the Protestant Bible is complete? Let's look at a couple of examples of these quotes. Let's begin by reading the account of Moses and Aaron before Pharaoh in Egypt. Exodus 7:10 through 12 says, "And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh. They did so as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments, for they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods." Neither here nor anywhere else in the Old Testament are we told the names of Pharaoh's magicians. Now, let's compare this to the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 3:8. "Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith." It's generally understood and accepted that Jannes and Jambres were Pharaoh's magicians mentioned in Exodus 7:11. How did Paul know the names of these two men? Let's look now at a verse in the book of Jude. Jude verse 9 says, "Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee." This account of Michael contending with the devil over the body of Moses is not recorded in the Old Testament. How did Jude know about this incident? Are there books missing from the Bible that contain this information? If so, why are these books not in our Bible? Well, first, let's consider the mentioning of Jannes and Jambres by the Apostle Paul. How did Paul know the names of these men? There was a 3rd century theologian named Origen Adamantius who claimed there was once an apocryphal book called the Book of Jannes and Jambres, which contains details of their deeds, and that Paul's epistle was quoting from that book. However, this book has never surfaced, so we really aren't sure that it ever existed. Adamantius was very controversial in his teachings, teaching that all would eventually be reconciled to God, even Satan himself. His writings are largely dismissed as heretical and must be dismissed as undependable. So how did Paul know the names of Jannes and Jambres? Well, there are two credible explanations for this. First, it could have been common knowledge that was passed down through the centuries among the Jewish people. Secondly, and more likely, the Lord could have simply revealed the names of these men to Paul. Well, what about Jude's account of Michael contending with Satan over the body of Moses? Concerning the death of Moses, let's read Numbers 27:12-14. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Get thee up into this Mount Abiram, and see the land which I have given unto the children of Israel. And when thou hast seen it, thou also shalt be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother was gathered. For ye rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to sanctify me at the water before their eyes, that is the water of Meribah and Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin." Because of Moses' sin of rebellion, in striking the rock instead of speaking to it, as the Lord had commanded him in Numbers chapter 20, Moses was not allowed to enter the promised land with the Israelites. The Lord took him to Mount Abiram, and there gathered him to his people. In other words, the Lord took Moses' life. How did Jude know that Satan tried to take the body of Moses, but was rebuked by Michael? Now, this account is found in some of the ancient pseudepigraphal books. The word pigrapha really means falsely inscribed. These books were written later that were attributed to some of the Old Testament prophets to give them credibility. These books are completely regarded as false and certainly not inspired of God. But it's not strange that these books would include this incident with Michael and Satan because they were written later than the book of Jude was written. As with Paul, Jude either knew of this incident by way of Jewish tradition, but more probably was given knowledge of this incident by the Lord as he inspired him to write this book. Over the years, many have introduced books they believe to be inspired of God and should be added to the scriptures. Besides the 66 books we have in our Bible, No other book has survived the intense scrutiny to become part of God's holy word. We can rest assured that we have the complete word of God that the Lord determined to give to us.